are from different places. We all have different names. No matter what life brings us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness.
Hi, guys.
How's Hi, what's happening?
Hey, Beth.
Hey.
Good to see you. I love your top hat that you're wearing.
Thank you. Do you also love my monocle?
Yeah, I love it.
Beth is wearing a very colorful top hat.
I cut out little holes for my cat ears to stick out of. So
yeah, I see that as well. Yeah. I really like Tim's scarf that he's wearing.
Yeah.
Is it a scarf or is it more of a feather boa?
It looks maybe it's more of a feather boa. Yeah.
Either way, it's very sparkly.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. I have a sparkly scarf. It's like, you know, you could have like a rhyming poem or something like that. You just put all the things together that start with the letter S and somehow rhyme at the end.
Yeah.
Jessica, I didn't know that you had the Heart of the Ocean necklace on from Titanic.
It was really expensive, but the sale that was going on through, what's that website that people, eBay.
That's what I said, eBay.
Yeah, it was on sale for $1 million. And I was like, gotta have it for the podcast.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Every time I've been on, it's on there for $50 million.
Yeah, it was on sale. So.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Lucked out.
Lucky.
Excellent. Yeah.
Well, what have you guys been up to this past week?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing has been happening. Absolutely nothing. No. So I actually wasn't originally going to mention this, but we kind of talked about it before the started recording here. So I saw the Captain America movie that came out, and I actually really enjoyed it. Like, I was really surprised at how much I enjoyed it. Like, I accidentally spoiled myself as far as the rating is concerned. I'm trying not to look up ratings of movies because it tends to like just sort of ruin the opportunity for me to enjoy it potentially. So I did look at the what kind of reviews this movie got, and I you know, I just didn't really know what to expect. I went in, and it actually kept my attention really effectively. I didn't expect that. And there were just so many like cool scenes, and the main character was really compelling, like his performance and just like the kind of persona that he exemplified on the screen. And it just was really cool. And I really liked the main antagonist as well, because he was sort of like not really a full on like cut and dry kind of antagonist, but he actually had a very interesting personality. You kind of didn't really know who was the bad guy, you could say. They're just kind of like an interconnect of people. And I like that it had this like overall sort of like anti-hero kind of feeling to it. And so it just made it all the more intriguing. So I highly recommend the movie. It actually has a connection to some of the Hulk movies from way back when. I talked to one of my coworkers, and he gave me the whole trivia on that. Basically, the first movie was The Hulk, and then the next movie that came out in 2008 was The Incredible Hulk. And then now you have this Captain America movie, which should have nothing to do with The Hulk, kind of has like a spillover from those movies. So if you really want to get like a full-on treat, see those Hulk movies before you see Captain America. Because my guess is you don't have to know much of anything about the Captain America movies and see this one. The main theme is kind of like the Hulk, apparently, which is really cool. But I want to go into the Captain America movies as well after seeing this, and might even spark like a general interest in seeing all the Marvel movies or something. Maybe I'm late to the party or something like that, or just having renewed appreciation for superheroes. I'm not really sure. So Anyways, the next thing I wanted to bring up is I am trying to stop internet surfing, and I have some new insight on this and realizing that internet surfing is my problem. It's not social media, and it's not scrolling. And the reason why I figured this out is I started talking to ChatGPT about it. I'm like, okay, do I just have like a scrolling problem or a problem with social media or what? And I started asking it questions. And I was also kind of curious about that term that people were using called doom scrolling. So the difference between doom scrolling and mindless scrolling is that doom scrolling is usually like going through a bunch of negative news and like just bad stuff that's going on. Whereas mindless scrolling is kind of like just on some kind of scrolling app and you're just like being fed all this like interesting like information from different artists and stuff like that. And you happen to find it compelling and you just continue to scroll and so forth. But ChatGPT told me that maybe the problem that I have is not either one of, like, it's not doom scrolling or mindless scrolling. It's actually more of a digital collecting behavior or internet surfing. So when I go on YouTube, I have a tendency to save videos in playlists. And so, like, I kind of do it in, like, a way where, oh, maybe I'll actually want to visit the videos again in these particular playlists. And that's what I have a tendency to do with a lot of my time. And I do the same thing when I go on Reddit. I save the interesting posts that I want to read again later, but then I never get around to reading them. So I kind of have like a full on, like sort of like a digital collecting behavior plus internet surfing. And so just for the sake of simplicity, I realize that I just have an internet surfing issue. So I'm going to cut back on that. And the way that I'm going to cut back on that is so I've been trying to be more productive, like especially this weekend. And I realized that by cutting out internet surfing, then that will help a lot. And so just like kind of an epiphany of sorts, I realize that there's four things that can help me. There's prayer, peace, the Bible, and books. So prayer is just a really powerful way to like connect with God and just like life enriching. And then peace is kind of like something that I can get from prayer. And then just trying to cultivate a sense of peace through relaxation or reflection. And then if I read the Bible, then that's just going to be like super helpful for my life. And then reading books is not going to distract me so much like internet surfing does, or like video games or movies and things like that. So basically it's prayer, peace, Bible, books. It's almost like a mantra. And it's kind of funny.
P squared, B squared.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Or PPBB.
But or yeah, P squared, B squared.
Yeah, P squared, B squared.
Wait, you is better that... P squared or B squared. That's the saying, right? No.
Wait, is that something that somebody else came up with, or did you come up with that when you...
I came up with it.
Oh, that's so cool. It actually sounded like something somebody else came up with. Because it was really, really insightful.
Well, you said prayer, peace, Bible, and books. And I was like, no, I wish all of those started with P. But then I was like, wait, there's two P's and two B's. That's P squared, B squared.
P squared, B squared. Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
This is awesome. So, and the other thing that's kind of interesting about it is it's like a mantra in a way, or I could use it as a mantra to remember it. And then like Pastor Jim was talking about a mantra in his sermon. So that's pretty fascinating. But yeah, so that's what I got going on. So I'm going to be trying to be more productive with that mantra and stop internet surfing. And yeah. And then that movie was cool. What's going on with the two of you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know. Last week I talked about getting an ice cream maker for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, that's right.
A Ninja Creamy is what it's called. And I knew if I didn't take it out of the box, it would just be something that sat there and we'd never use it. So we made a plan to use it. And we were like, we're going to use it next weekend. We're going to go to the store. We're going to get all the stuff to make it. And then we're going to make it. And so what you have to do is you have to kind of like make the ice cream base first, and then you just like basically you mix up like it was heavy cream, a little bit of cream cheese, some milk and some sugar, and then whatever extract you want, and then you mix it all up, and then you put that in the freezer and then put it in for 24 hours, and then you take it out, and then it's ready to go in the machine. And so you put the ice cream in the container and hook it up to the machine, and then press the ice cream button, and then it mixes it up and turns it into like ice cream.
And then
after that, you can add whatever toppings you want into it. And so I just went really simple with mine. I put almond extract in it and then froze it. And then the next day I just put some frozen cherries in it, and it was so good. It was the best ice cream ever.
Oh
and
my gosh.
I didn't think that we needed one, but it's been fun. And now we're talking about like all the different flavors we can make, and like we can make milkshakes. And I really like the acai bowls that you can get at places, but they're really expensive. And now I can just make my own. I'm really excited. And what you can do is just like get the containers that fit into the machine, and you can just like prep them in advance, just like have a stock of them if you want. And I was telling Craig, I was like, let's get some more so we can just keep a stock of like the ice cream bases. And then I was like, are we meal prepping ice cream? That's what it felt like.
Wow.
And then I keep meaning to talk about Hungry Root on the podcast, because if we were to have an unofficial sponsor, I would choose Hungry Root. Oh. Hungry Root is our unofficial sponsor now. Just Ooh. Kidding. But it's one of those meal prep, or it's one of those meal kits where you can make the meals for your family, and then, you know, it gives you all the ingredients. But I feel like the meals are a little bit healthier than you would get from like every plate and stuff like that. And so are the snacks. Like a lot of the snacks are like stuff you can find at Sprouts. So they're like healthier versions of snacks. And a lot of it is like pre-cooked, but it's still like the healthier versions. Like, have you seen the Kevin's like pre-cooked stuff in the supermarkets? It's really good ingredients and minimal processing and all of that. And a lot of the meals just, some of them come together in like 8 minutes. I'm not even joking. And it's a whole meal for my family of four. And I got the great idea today to take each meal like from the box and put it in its own like grocery bag and put it in the fridge. So whoever is like, what should we have for dinner? They just have to take one of the kits that I've already put together in the fridge and then make it. The recipe and the ingredients is right there. So if anyone is looking for like a relatively healthy and simple meal plan, like this one's really great. And like, I wasn't doing well a few weeks ago. Like mentally, I was just like not doing great, but these meals were so easy that I just had to like heat stuff up, and then I had dinner for the family. Even if I wasn't mentally like wanting to cook anything, I could cook one of those for the family, and everybody was happy. So that's been good. And I guess the last thing. So Tim and I actually talked a couple podcasts ago about Tetris effects. Either of us mentioned it on the podcast. It was before podcast talk or after podcast talk. And I was like, we haven't been talking about Tetris on the podcast. Why are we not talking about Tetris? And so I've been playing Tetris effects in my VR, and I've been doing like the journey mode, and it's been so cool. Like each level is its own like super cool environment that it just like, you kind of get lost in it, and the music is so
good. And, you know, when you put the pieces down, the music changes, like,
as yeah. the pieces
drop, and there'll be like a cool little piano part when you flip the piece or when you drop it. And it's just been really fun and like almost like a meditative experience. I haven't been meditating a lot, but I kind of play that every night and like kind of use that as a form of meditation. And then I stop it when I get too frustrated, because sometimes like the blocks keep stacking up and I'm like, ah. And then when I start to get frustrated, I'm like, yeah, this isn't as meditative as you think. You better stop. But the music is really cool. And when I'm in the zone, it's really cool. But yesterday I was playing it and I decided I was gonna quiet the music in my VR headset and just listen to my own music, because I just kind of liked what I was already listening to. Oh. And usually the songs are like so inspirational and uplifting. And one of the songs, I don't know what it's called, but I found some of the lyrics, and the lyrics are, "Come follow me. I'll show you this side of the world, the places that you've never seen. Come follow me. Come follow me. I'll show you the side of yourself, the person that you've always been but never dreamed. What could you be afraid of if I'm right here with you? You know everything will change. Show me what you're made of." And it's just like a nice little uplifting song.
Yeah.
I was listening to one of my songs and it was a really nice song and you know, just beautiful flowing melody. But then the chorus was, "I hope you die in a fire."
Oh,
that just made me laugh really hard, because like those are not usually the messages I get when playing Tetris. And I was telling that to Owen and Jonah, and Owen said that that's actually a fan made song from the video game Five Nights at Freddy, but that came on my Apple Music for some reason. But yeah, I just thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Hope you die in a fire. I mean, I do feel that way sometimes about life, but I'm not gonna purposely choose that as my meditation anyway.
Right, Jessica, right.
What's up with you?
Indeed.
How are you doing?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I would say the highlight from this past week was probably the young adults got together on Sunday. There was about 10 of us that showed up at Panera. And so we were all able to kind of catch up. And as we left, we realized that was our last young adult life group meeting for us. So we will not be doing
ever.
Probably. I don't think so, because we're parents. So now I don't know what's next.
You're still a young adult, Jessica.
Yeah, but
what am I? Chopped liver?
No, I think we kind of
I think right. I'm chopped liver.
You're Beth, right,
I
Jessica.
Think we kind of fall in that age range where it's like we're not in betweeners. Maybe we'll just go to like lunch church, I guess.
I think you're still welcome to young adult life group, Jessica, if you want to be.
Jessica, they're not gonna kick you out.
Yeah, you can.
Well, no, I think it's just more of like young. I think that it's a good thing for young adults to be able to share young adult things. And I think when you get to a certain point in your life, it's kind of like, you know,
Jessica, I had my kids like 17, 18 years ago. I was a young adult.
Oh, yes.
Are you saying that?
Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't think that your group is going to feel the same way, since you and Amber are such a big part of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're
breaking up with them because you don't like them anymore. That's fine. I respect it.
I respect that if you want to leave the group. But it's just, the impression is so strong, Jessica. You know, you and Amber, you hosted your house for Bible study. We'll never forget that. That was such a wonderful thing. And yeah, so you're always welcome to the young adult life group.
Unless you don't want to be. That's
fine. Yeah. If you don't want to be, I totally respect that.
I don't, but it's fine. Just kidding. Sorry, Jessica.
Yeah,
what else
sorry.
Is happening?
Well, that was sort of the highlight, was getting together with everyone and
never seeing those jokers again. That was the highlight.
Farewell, people.
I'll watch Batman and see the Joker instead.
That's what a regular adult would do.
Totally. Other than that, I think the only other highlight is that we finally installed the car seats into our vehicles. And I have the mirror thing attached to the back seat of the car. So now I can see. And the funny thing that we do now is we'll be going somewhere and we'll pretend the baby's back there, but like in the car seat. But then we go, oh no, we forgot the baby. Because there's no baby in the car seat right now.
You might actually do that though. My mom still likes to tell the story about after my brother was born, one of the first outings that she was going on with the baby, she forgot the baby in the apartment. I mean, it wasn't for very long. It was just like, oh yeah. And then, you know, he was in the car seat ready to go, but
yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So,
but at least he'll know.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So indeed. Those are kind of the highlights of like this past week. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, not too much to report on, but other than that, I mean, they're good small steps.
Yeah,
baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps.
I heard that's a good book.
Book?
Yeah, baby steps. It's a
I'm good reading book. It in small doses.
It's a good book by what's his name? Dr. Bob Wiley.
Oh,
Doctor Who?
Bob Wiley.
Oh, okay. Dr. Bob Wiley.
One of his clients was Bob.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nice. From a movie called What About Bob?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe he said that.
I know
that
exactly what you're talking about now.
Yep. You remember Dr. Yes, Bob Wiley? And then he like...
I loved that movie as a kid, but I watched it with my kids as an adult, and I was like, oh, this movie is not a good movie. Bob is crazy. The only one who's not crazy is Richard Dreyfuss, and nobody sees it. And now we're in America, and I feel like this all the time.
Yes. Yes. So anyways, baby steps.
Baby steps.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Baby indeed. Steps to the elevator. Baby steps to my house.
Goldfish that he's... Doesn't he have the goldfish in a bag around his neck?
He does. That's when he gets on the bus. So funny.
I'm going to have to see this movie again. That would be hilarious
if you created a piece of jewelry, Beth, that had a big enough, like, circular round piece or something that could store a fish. And, like, you showed up to church on Sunday with, like, a goldfish in your neck.
I have goldfish earrings that I've worn before. And they're, like, goldfish in the bags as earrings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
But were they real?
No.
See, that would be
hilarious. I'd have to figure out the humane way to do that, because I don't want big goldfish coming after me and accusing me of mistreating the goldfish.
Yeah.
Well, right. Indeed.
Speaking of water big and goldfish. Bucket,
and goldfish.
And goldfish. This past Sunday was Baptism Sunday and New Member Sunday. It was pretty awesome. But coming up this Saturday on the 1st of March, Quilters and Crafters, 9 a.m. to 12. So I'm sure there's going to be lots of snacks.
Maybe. There were muffins last time.
That you can bring. Okay. Oh, nice.
Oh, I'll bring muffins.
And then the Okay. It's confirmed. You will have full tummies. then also on Saturday, is meeting in the Fireside Room at 9 a.m., United Methodist Men. And then on Sunday, in between services on the 2nd, there's a missions meeting from 10:15 to 11 o'clock. So please be aware of that. On the following Sunday, it's Lenten Messy Church Escape Room from 4 to 6 p.m. Woo. And then that Thursday on the 13th is the Senior Luncheon in the Social Hall. That starts at 11:30. So, and then if you're interested in signing up for the Alpha group, which begins on 12:30, it begins 12:30 in the afternoon, goes for just a couple hours. That's Saturday the 15th.
There's a required retreat that you sign up for.
Yes. And then Sunday, this was something we mentioned last week to kind of get your heads prepared and your crafty fingers crafting. that on April 6th, vendors to start your projects for Craft Boutique, which is Sunday, April 6th in the Social Hall. Beth, do you know what time that's going to take place? Is that going to be like 3 to 5, or will that be directly after church, you think?
It's going to be like they've been in the past, where it's in between services and then after the second service, and then everybody goes home. We tried to have it so that, you know, if they wanted to come back in the afternoon at the same time as Messy Church, they could, but there wasn't really a lot of attendance. So we're just going to keep doing it the way we've been doing it.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
We also have Kids Club this Wednesday coming up, and we're at 5:30, and we're making like fun little shamrock crafts in
preparation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
St. Patrick's Day. Yeah.
Nice.
Can't wait to hear what you're going to do for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Beaded necklaces.
That would be really fun if you guys made beaded necklaces for
the kids. And the colors and everything.
We have enough beads. We could do it, but
but are they Mardi Gras colors is the thing.
Oh,
they could be. I've got access to spray paint.
Purple, green, and gold.
Yellow. Gold
or yellow. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So those are the updates for the Church of Palmdale United Methodist Church of America. Church.
Palmdale UMC. PUMC. I was looking at the app and it says PUMC on my Android phone. I'm like, yes, that's great. Doesn't have some like weird thing where it's like it squinches all the letters together or anything. It's just PUMC.
PUMC.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do we do next? I forgot.
It's the Methodist moment.
It's
Methodist
the
moment. Methodist moment. Methodist moment.
Great. Thanks, Tim. What do we have today for the Methodist moment?
I was thinking for the Methodist moment today, Beth could share an update on how things are going with your boundaries group.
Yeah, I was really curious about that.
It's going well, I think. Initially, I wanted to just do 8 weeks because who wants to do a class forever and ever and ever? But the book is 16 chapters, so that's 2 chapters a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like people were having trouble keeping up with the 2 chapters. So I've dropped it to 1 chapter a week, and now we're just going to have the class last forever and ever and ever.
Or that's good. Book, awesome.
Whichever comes first.
Yeah.
But it's been really good. I kind of wanted to reread the book just to see
where I am on my boundaries now. And I have made really good improvements in my life, and I've gotten better at setting boundaries, but you know, there's always room for improvement. So it's kind of it's just like you just forget. You have to, there's so many different areas in your life where you need boundaries. You need boundaries in your house, you need boundaries with your friends, you need boundaries at work. Wow. And it's like, oh yeah, I forgot. You know, my boundaries are slacking a little bit in this area. I could be doing better in this area. And it's changing the way that I'm watching TV shows, because I'm like, they did not set good boundaries there.
Wow. And
like, here's what a person with good boundaries would do. Like,
right.
One of the shows I'm rewatching is Flight of the Conchords, and it stars these two guys from New Zealand who have a two-man novelty band called Flight of the Conchords. And they're two New Zealanders trying to make it as musicians in New York. And they have one fan who is just like a crazy stalker. And she just like will make her husband like take her to where the Flight of the Conchords are. And like, it's awkward for everybody. And Brett and Jermaine are like, hi, Doug, happy anniversary. So she's like making her husband take her to, you know, talk to Brett and Jermaine on their anniversary. And that's funny stuff. But in my mind, I'm like, Doug needs to work on his boundaries.
Wow. Yeah.
Doug seriously shouldn't be letting her get away.
Indeed.
So now situations, I'm like, yeah, that's humorous. I'm like, nope, there need to be some boundaries there.
Yeah. That ain't cool. My gosh.
But yeah, it's going really well, I think. And,
that's really inspiring, Beth. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I love it.
Oh, one thing. Don sent us a message. Because I can always tell when Don has listened. Like, I can always tell which podcast Don has finished listening to.
Really?
By the
subject line?
By the... He made... I can't... I don't know how to... Can I... I don't know how to take my phone off of dark mode right now, so I can't show it to you.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, here it is. We are all Leviticus. Brought to you by Altar on the Go. And it has our little messages to the madness.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be turned into merch.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Thanks, Don. I feel like...
Thank you, Don.
I feel like, Don, I need to give Don a cut of, like, not money, but just, like, free merch with all of his designs on them.
So, yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm going to totally figure something out.
He could have the first creation of whatever you make of his.
Yes.
Have the first version of it.
And then I break the mold. No, yeah, I don't. So yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, thanks, that's really nice,
Don.
Yeah, thank you, Don. We can see you're up to date with the latest episode as well. Yeah. So kudos to you.
Very exciting. And well, as we dive in to the sermon here.
Oh, Jessica, before we dive in, could I share my update on my devotional stuff? And I wanted to read a scripture. Unless sure. Okay, thank you. I wanted to share. I'm going through the book of Romans in my Bible study that I have on Thursdays with some of my coworker friends. But we're not at this chapter yet. But there is a scripture from Romans chapter 12 that I really want to read because it has to do with my devotional that I've been spending time with. I would like to read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. And this is the New Revised Standard Version updated edition. And so once again, feel free to open up any translation that is suitable to you if you want to follow along. So here it is. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I thought this scripture just comes to mind every so often. Like, I don't know, in my spiritual journey, like every couple of weeks, I think about it, like just that idea, transformed by the renewing of your mind. But I was pleasantly surprised to find that this talks about offering your body as a living sacrifice, because it really like appeals to the devotional that I've been going through. So the devotional that I've been going through is The Great Surrender. And maybe next episode, I'll get the person's name that came up with the devotional, but it's in the Bible app. So it should be easily found if you go into the plans and type in surrender. It's called The Great Surrender. Anyways, one of the things from that devotional is the idea of surrendering daily to God. And so like, I really like how this scripture here, basically you offering your body as a living sacrifice, it's very similar to surrendering to God. And I really like how it said that it's true and proper worship. And then the other part of being transformed by the renewing of your mind, that's like really powerful. I think when you surrender to God, it is like sort of a renewal of your mind, or renewing your perspective, or even renewing your spirit, because the Holy Spirit works within us. And so when you surrender, it's like an opportunity for you to really embrace God's spirit on your life. These are my thoughts. And it's been very helpful. And I'm really encouraged to continue my devotionals. And I think I might go through devotionals on peace, because I could definitely use that in my life these days. But luckily, there's a prayer on peace in Pastor Jim's sermon. So that's kind of a good segue into sermon feedback.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and dive into sermon feedback. We will be talking about some numbers here, because we didn't get enough of it last week with our algebra conversation.
Yeah, that's true.
But
were we actually talking about that last week?
We were.
But we talk about algebra a lot.
Yeah.
But no, what were your guys' thoughts on Torah, Torah, Torah numbers edition from chapter 13, verses 25 through 33?
Well, I could jump in.
Yes.
Okay. So the way that I can jump in is kind of the segue of my Methodist moment sharing here. And I just thought it was so nice that there's in the, I guess it's in here in the translation that I have up on my screen, it says this is a New International Version. It says it's the priestly blessing. And I'm not sure what Pastor Jim called it now. Maybe one of us could pull up the sermon notes. But the fact that this prayer talks about peace, I'm going to read through this prayer multiple times and maybe make it like kind of like a prayer, a routine prayer that I say to God, because I really think that praying to God is like the ultimate way to find peace in our lives. So I think that's wonderful that prayer is in numbers. That's so nice. And then there's just like, I was just really amazed by how intriguing the book of Numbers is. The first thing is what Pastor Jim said towards the very beginning of his sermon, I thought was really funny. He said, he did an impression of like one of us in the audience. He was like, "Well, I'm not that familiar with numbers, Pastor Jim." And then he went ahead and said that he actually wasn't all that familiar with it until he drafted up this sermon. So I thought that was really cool. And I basically just have no idea what the book of Numbers is about until Pastor Jim talked about it. And now I'm just like super intrigued by like all the different stories, like the fact that you have the spies, like 10 out of the 12 spies, like couldn't like bring forward encouraging information. Two of them did, but like ultimately led to like 40 years of the Israelites like wandering in the wilderness. I mean, that was really intriguing. And then the other thing was how they were complaining for like ever. And then eventually God just brought forward poisonous snakes. And then you have the statue or something to that effect with the snake, and how that inspires our medical symbol. That is so cool. I never would have known that unless I had listened to Pastor Jim's sermon and gone through the book of Numbers. So yeah, I just and then the other thing is the generations. I thought that was really interesting as well. Like the first 25 chapters, like basically a bunch of people are dying, and like it's like the old generation, and then the new generation, no one is dying, and then it's more of an inspirational kind of like uplift regarding receptiveness to God. And that's really interesting, because I was thinking about how Jesus was talking about in some of the Gospels that about his generation when he was like talking about his messages and things like that. So it's like you do have God thinking about the generation of people that his message is being brought forward to. So yeah, but overall, I just really like this sermon, and I'm way behind. I'm in like the book of Genesis right now. So, but I'm so encouraged to like go through and like read the entire Torah because of this series. So yeah.
I would have thought you would have already read through Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus by now, Tim.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's what started any of them. Let me finish.
Yeah,
so that, you're ahead of me, Tim.
Hey, you know, I got to do P squared, B squared now, you know, go into my Bible and B just squared.
All day, every day.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally. Yeah, it's, so this is my invitation. That's excellent. B squared.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I will do now. I'm very encouraged. I mean, there's all these New Testament books that I want to go through, but I gotta remember how like thought-provoking and insightful and just like just full of wisdom these books are in the Torah. So yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Numbers, the Hebrew title, comes from the opening word of the book, Bamidbar, which means in the wilderness.
Yeah.
I thought that was super interesting. And anyway, I mean,
Jessica, do you remember when Pastor Jim said congregation in the desert? I thought that was so cool, because that's our congregation. It's in the desert.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah.
In the desert.
But it also references, you know, kind of like, he said something about how the book of Numbers was filled with insight and wisdom and spiritual sustenance for anyone who has a hunger for God's guidance through the various wilderness seasons of our life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to go through and actually like figure out how that could apply, because I know it almost seems like, you know, kind of what he said was like, there's like travel itineraries, census lists of personal names, instructions for worship, reports of military battles. And I'm like, how is this going to help me in the seasons of my life?
Right, right. Yeah, like he was saying about there being like a hodgepodge in the book of Numbers. Yeah. Like,
so yeah. One of my takeaways was last week
when Pastor Jim talked about Leviticus being one of the forgotten books of the forgotten books of the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not one of the popular Mean Girl books. And I was like, wait, am I Leviticus? No, we're all Leviticus, according to some right. and us.
Yeah.
But this time, Pastor Jim said, Numbers is not one of the books that people read because it has no structure. And I was like, I have no structure. Ooh. Am I the book of Numbers? And yes. then he said, the book of Numbers is kind of like the junk room of the Bible. And I was like, I'm like the junk room of the Bible.
That's funny. Yeah, I thought you really were going to cool. say something like how it could almost be the burn book from Mean Girls.
Okay, I'm going to make a confession that I haven't even told Miriam.
Oh my God.
What is it?
It's not that big a deal, but
oh.
gonna,
it I'm is if we canceled. Hear it before Miriam.
So, listen to this hot take, you guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready?
I am ready.
Okay, I didn't like the movie Mean Girls because I thought the girls were too mean.
That I can totally.
But I still
understand.
Watch it when everyone's like, "It's October 3rd. Are we watching Mean Girls?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
I'm like, funny.
Nobody. I don't think anyone has ever asked, "Hey Beth, do you like the movie Mean Girls?" I think it's just assumed that everybody likes the movie Mean Girls, and I'm like, I thought they were too mean.
Maybe I don't even like the movie.
I'm a very sensitive soul, so I get why I don't like.
Those girls are just mean. Why do I even like watching that? I mean, my gosh.
I mean, I think I like Amy Poehler's character.
Yes.
In the
Amy Poehler is my spirit animal in that movie. I'm not like what does she say? I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love aspects of the movie. Like I get the references and I understand why people think it's funny, but I also don't like girls who are mean.
Yeah. I definitely think that there's just more characters. They're like the principal and then.
Oh yeah.
Those
are like amusing parts of them. Like, I get it's a good movie. I just think the girls are mean. It's called Mean Girls. I know I should have known what I was getting myself into. But yeah. Have you guys ever seen the movie Office Space?
Yes. A long time ago.
Okay, there's
anything.
A scene in that movie where it's somebody's birthday and Milton is passing out all the cake and somebody says, "Now, Milton, you know, you have to keep passing the cake down to make sure everybody gets a slice." So he's passing the cake down, and then he doesn't get a slice.
Oh.
I have to forward that part every time because it makes me too sad.
Oh my God.
Milton always had it the worst.
I know. I know.
I think I actually remember
I
not
have
that
to
cake
forward
part,
it.
But that character.
Every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
then where does he end up in the basement with his
office? But then he finds all that cash and then goes, you know,
yeah,
whatever. Could put mine in the
inspiring me to watch that movie.
Could set the building on fire
with his stapler.
Yeah, a good movie. So
you know, Jessica, you mentioned about the wilderness moments and. Yeah, I don't think the Israelites really knew what they were doing in the wilderness either. And so, but then I think Pastor Jim was saying how, like, God was putting up with a lot of stuff from those Israelites. And so, like, I guess that is something when I think about the wilderness moments and so forth that the Israelites went through, I think about, like, my being in the wilderness sometimes, like, just having like different issues in my life and feeling like somewhere, some way, my connection with God is not where I needed to be right at that moment. And so then it's just like, I feel like I'm in the wilderness. And I think if I just, I'm as faithful to God as God is faithful to me, then maybe I'd be able to get out of the wilderness. And maybe that's kind of the message of Numbers or something, like how they are just kind of, like we're kind of experiencing all of that And so maybe that's how we see ourselves, like we're like woe is me kind of situation in our lives. But then God eventually will bring us out of it, basically into the promised land. Right. And I guess we'll be getting that in Deuteronomy, talking about the promised land. But yeah, but yeah, so that's kind of what I think of in regards to the wilderness.
That's cool. To me, the wilderness kind of makes me think of, did any of you read Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, when she talks about being in the arena and like you have to be really brave in the arena. And in order to be brave in the arena, you need to surround yourself with people who you would want in the arena with you to help you.
Wow. Yeah.
Battle this thing we call life. Uh-huh. I feel like the wilderness is synonymous with the arena, just the hard parts of life.
Yeah. That's really good.
Rely on God and others to get through it.
Right. Yeah. Actually, that's a really good point. Makes me think about Jesus' two most important commandments, loving God and loving our neighbor. Mm-hmm. And if we really are doing that, then we would want to spend as much time with God and as much time with our neighbors as we do ourselves, right? And so then it's just like if we're doing that, if we're really putting God and our neighbor in like a really important place in our lives, then maybe we can break out of those wilderness moments. I think. But then kind of going back to like many sermons ago, like, we do have to have that love for ourselves as well. Maybe the Israelites, like forget who they are. Like they forget that they're descendants of Jacob or Israel, in those moments where they're in the wilderness. And so that we can't forget who we are, following God and being children of God.
Yeah.
That's cool.
At one point, Pastor Jim mentioned, he put a verse on the screen and then said that this is a great verse you might want to copy down and put somewhere.
Oh, what was that verse? Like,
on it, Pastor Jim. I wrote it down and put it.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Okay. It's Numbers 23:19. Stop it. God is not a human being that he should lie, or mortal that he should change his mind. Has he promised and will he not do it? Has he spoken and will he not fulfill it? And the answer is no to both of those. No, I'm just kidding.
So you said spoke it and fulfill it, right?
Yeah. Has he spoken and will he not fulfill it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if God has spoken, then he will fulfill it. Indeed. 100%. Wow. That's awesome.
And in case anyone needs a reminder of the themes and numbers, I also jotted those down. And by jotted those down, I took a screenshot of the video that I was watching on my phone.
Yeah, actually, I didn't get a chance to like really get the video. I was doing a lot of listening in my car on my way home from work. So could you read those off really quick, Beth?
So there are these six themes in numbers. There's God's dependability, God's omnipresence, obedience and trust, worship, the holy, and God's graciousness.
Awesome. Yeah. That's perfect. You know, I was thinking while I was listening to Pastor Jim's sermon recently that I think maybe I can break myself out of those wilderness moments by focusing more on worship, worshiping God, like prayer and then like reading the Bible. And just it makes me really want to take a deep dive into like what it means to prioritize worship in my life. So maybe that can be like my next chapter of my spiritual journey or something like that.
I'm going to interject and just say that sometimes I don't have it in me to like go to my trusty Bible and read an app or read a passage or whatever. So I'll just turn to like worship music and I'll put that on if I
yes
something. And I think wow that's really helpful as well, because it, I don't think it always has to be, you know, just like open the book, read a passage, think about how it made you feel, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I think it's, yeah, you're like, absolutely right.
I think there's just like different ways that we are able to connect with God, and that can, and there's like, I think, different approaches on our faith journey. And one of those is ultimately, you know, educating and keeping ourselves informed on the word of God and
yeah
the people of God.
Yeah. And then there's other areas where it's like how you can better connect with God. And I think that's where everybody connects with God in such different ways, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm with
yeah
you
on
the worship aspect, like that yeah for me is like the best way. But I know other people, for them it's like when they go hiking and
yes
nature, yep, that's like mm-hmm the best way for them to connect with God, or baking, you know,
yeah,
things like that. Wow. So or there's just so many different ways that we can, you know,
right,
our faith journey and be able to, and I guess I'll tie in numbers by saying there's countless ways to approach our faith journey.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Good job.
No, that's really special. I think, like that analysis there, Jessica, because, I think that everybody kind of has their own like unique personal relationship with God that like based on our spirituality and like connecting with the Holy Spirit. And I think we just kind of have to find that for ourselves and really like really just, you know, pray about it and like read the Bible or listen to worship music. But then it's like, I think we just really have to reflect really carefully about those, like, what are the ways that we can connect with God more in a more deep way? And it doesn't have to be just those conventional things like, yeah, oh, reading the Bible or praying, even listening to worship music might be too hard in some cases. Like, but maybe you just find like beauty, like that God has bestowed upon us to be like enough, like, yeah, the hiking or like just all the inspiration that God can provide to us through like art forms and things like that. That makes me think about, yeah, like how Pastor Jim gets a lot of inspiration going to Disneyland, and he, you know, he has the Faith in Disney series, that he does periodically for Food for Thought. So mm-hmm I think if we just expand our scope a lot, yeah, in regards to connecting with God, then maybe we can find ourselves way out of those wilderness moments, like significantly more often. So yeah,
I think people have it in their mind sometimes too. And I get this way sometimes where like, nope, it has to be this specific way and I can't do it this specific way, so I'm just not going to do anything.
Wow. Yeah.
And,
yeah, like, I've been there.
That's like, not true. And
oh
like,
my gosh.
And the thing is like, I think even deep down, I know that that's not true. But sometimes, like, wow, at that moment, I'm like, no, I just need to, I don't know, I need to convince myself that things are true sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know, I guess lately when I really think about it, maybe I have been feeling like I've been in the wilderness when it comes to connecting with God. Because it's like, you know, the idea of like prayer without ceasing and surrendering to God and stuff like that, like it just, for some reason, the last few days or like the past week or so, it hasn't really had that same sort of spiritual impact as it did before. And I really has something to do probably with like limiting my scope of connecting with God, and like putting my spirituality in a box and putting the box in the closet and then like God not seeing the box or something like so. So yeah, like now maybe that's the way forward for me, like the gateway to like kind of unlocking my spirit. And that's just to like widen my scope in regards to connecting with God. I think that's beautiful. That's awesome. Yeah.
That is wonderful, guys. I feel like we definitely were able to not do algebra. This numbers.
You might even say it's something you can count on.
Not always, doing algebra part.
For those, count on Jesus.
For those who might not have watched or listened to the sermon, I stole that line directly from Pastor Jim's last line of his own sermon.
Yes.
Did make me laugh out loud.
right, exactly. Anything that makes us laugh. Yeah, actually, that's good that it made you laugh out loud, Beth, because that part where Pastor Jim said, I'm not that familiar with the book of Numbers, Pastor Jim. I thought that was so funny.
Pastor Jim wasn't like, I, however, am an expert on everything, especially numbers. It's my favorite. It's a book I can count on. Maybe it's his favorite now.
Yeah, maybe it could. Yeah, I mean, with all the information he provided us in his sermon, maybe it is his favorite now, for all we know. Yeah. I mean, my gosh. Yep.
With divided people that have so many countless problems, you can count on numbers.
If you take people plus Methodist Church plus God equals inspired by Jesus to love. And that's the most important algebraic formula you will ever get to know.
You know, I was hoping that Tim would somehow utilize the quadrilateral and then tie in the quadratic formula into this numbers series through the Wesleyan quadrilateral.
Well, we know the formula to Tim's faith program.
Oh, yes, indeed. I came up with
plus B squared equals T squared. That's just for Tim squared.
Yeah. T equals P squared B squared.
Equals E All right.
You know, I was thinking that with the quadrilateral, you could come up with a new one. You could have God, and then you could have your neighbor, and then you could have yourself, and then the fourth thing could be love. And I love you.
I think it should be a quadrilateral parallelogram, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, and actually that works perfectly because, you know, the Wesleyan quadrilateral, you have scripture as the foundation. So with what I said just now about God, neighbor, and yourself, love is the foundation. That is so cool.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Yes. Love is a many splendid thing.
Yes, yes, it is. Did you just make that up off the top of your head?
No, it's from Moulin Rouge.
Well, there's a song that's in Greece called that, too.
Wait, you're talking about the Beatles.
Love is a many splendid thing. That's a song.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this. I thought it was because I'm thinking of Moulin Rouge, where it's like, love is a many splendid thing.
Well, that's probably that song. All you need
is, yeah.
Is it in the Bible where it's God is love? Is that in the Bible?
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. So God is love as well. So there you go. Love is many a splendid thing. Love is all you need. And God is love.
Mm-hmm. The end. The end.
There's the book.
Methodists.
Makes sense. There's the book. You know, the P squared, B squared. That's the book, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, let's head into some prayer requests here now that we've shared the love multiple times.
Yeah.
Through the book of Numbers.
Yeah, in many ways, you know, numerous times.
Yes. So do you guys have any prayer requests for this next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up?
You're not going to share them, though.
Okay.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
You can email Beth. Okay. You can email us at methodisttothemadness@gmail.com.
And then I'll check the email, and then I will read them next week. Oh, I wrote them.
Yes.
So, yeah, I didn't really know what I was going to be praying for. But now that we talked about all this, I realized that I actually need the prayer of the conclusion of our sermon feedback. That is a prayer for me to find my deeper connection with God, maybe widening my scope regarding connecting with God. And honestly, getting out of what has sort of been the last few days up to a week or so of feeling like I've been in a spiritual wilderness, like a prayer for me to just like reignite my faith so that I can follow God evermore and just go on with like reading Genesis through Numbers and by doing the of that P squared B squared thing. It's like opening up the Bible for one of the ways that I can not only increase my spirituality, but also be productive, be more productive in my life. Because if I'm more connected with God, then I'll want to be more productive. Because I think God would want me to be productive. Like look at how productive Jesus was with his ministry and everything, like healing all these people, doing all these wonderful deeds. I mean, my gosh. So,
how old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, well, Jesus got all that done by the time he was 33, so we've got a year.
Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah, see, I'm following after Jesus, so I need to follow in that way, too. Do all the things. Do accomplish it. As much as I can.
Let's just have you also make it to 34.
But you can do it, Tim.
Yeah, what'd you say, Ben?
What? It's
too late for me and you, but Tim can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's too late for anybody, you know?
Not too late for you. We're depending.
But yeah. Thanks. And just a prayer for me to kind of figure that all out and just kind of reignite my spirit and my faith. And that might include surrendering to God daily, like in my devotional. So yeah.
Cool. We all shall right. be praying.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beth?
What do you have, Beth?
Okay. My mom has been out of her house has been without water for like a couple weeks because
the storms are.
No. So they were waiting for a plumber to come look at it, and the plumber came, and I guess this is a really good plumber that my stepdad has known forever, and he's really busy, so he was able to squeeze them in, but it was later than they wanted. He came over, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday last week, and he couldn't fix it because it was a problem with the well, and so now they need to find someone who can fix wells. I don't know how to fix wells. Can you fix a well, Jessica?
I don't know.
I bet a bartender would know how to fix well.
you know, Jesus says that we don't need to go to the well anymore if we follow him.
Okay, I'll tell my mom that.
No, just tell your mom to have some faith, Beth.
Yeah,
that'll fix it.
I think my stepsister offered her shower at her house, so hopefully they've accepted that offer. But yeah. I can't even imagine. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that sounds really terrible. That's even worse than like your water heater going out and only having cold water and then being inspired to take only cold showers.
Ew.
And then but having no water,
what? For the rest of your life.
I know. I keep doing the cold showers thing, but no, it's way crazy to like not have any water. I mean, then you have to like, you might not even have a gym membership, but that might encourage you to use the gym shower. And then you might be inspired to start going to the gym. And then you'll never stop going to the gym after you lose your water.
Except you're not exercising, you're just taking showers there.
Correct.
Right. 'Cause you like the communal experience. You know, I almost suggested to my mom, like, just get a Planet Fitness membership. But then I was like, I bet she doesn't want to go shower like in a gym where there's other random people there. So I didn't suggest that to her.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, that's... how about you, Jessica?
Yeah.
What are you praying for you about?
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Beth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think just prayers like right now. This is the last week that I'm going to be physically on campus for work and stuff, and then I'll be fully remote for like a while. And so things are just really busy right now because I'm like trying to make sure everything is solidified and taken care of before I leave. And I think it's just causing me to feel a little bit overwhelmed with like, okay, oh my gosh, like things are actually like, I don't know. I feel like we've been prepared, but also now that things are really getting to the end of this pregnancy, it's like, oh my gosh, this is happening. And so there's kind of like, not full on panic, but like, I would say just more of, do we have everything? Am I going to be able to do this? Am I prepared?
Yeah.
How are we going to balance all of this? How am I going to return to work and be able to still do all of this when things are pretty feel busy? You know, like, I think there's, my mind is kind of like spiraling in some ways. And so, like, thank God for therapy. But I think it's more like, you know, that's kind of what's going through my head right now is like,
yeah,
are we going to, can we do this?
Yeah.
Well, I know what my mom told me that simultaneously really helped, but also didn't help at all.
What?
When I asked when, well,
go to the well.
Was hard enough. So when you get two, it's like, I know, I barely knew how to take care of this one. Now I have two. What is happening? And so like, and I had a, no, I didn't have a C-section. But anyway, I did with Owen, not with Jonah. But anyway, I texted my mom one time. I'm like, how did you, I only have two kids. How did you do this with three kids? And she was like, I don't know. I just did it.
Yeah.
You just have to figure it out. Like there's no, it was comforting, but also like not comforting, you know, because it's like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you know, you're like, that... wow, I did. I figured it out. But in the moment and before, it's scary. But
yeah. Wow.
Just figure it out as you go. There's no answer.
Kind of like, yeah, that's kind of what my mom.
That's really good advice. Kind
of like mentioned, she had four of us. Well,
at one time,
all at the same time. Yeah, there are three others just like me. but I mean, and we're a blended family, so there's in total there's five of us kids, and even that, it's like how. Did you make time for everybody? Like how?
Yeah.
How?
You want everybody to feel important, and you want to make sure that you're, you know, showing everyone that like you love them and all that kind of stuff. But even just like balancing work, like how did you do that? How did you maintain your relationships and marriage and all these things and make sure that communication was still there?
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know,
so you're not gonna, you're not gonna like nail it in every aspect of your life. You're gonna just have to like do good enough in each aspect of your life. You know what I mean? Like
that, for sure.
You can't, I have no idea. I'm really bad at time management. So never mind. Don't listen to me. But everything's going to crumble and be terrible, but you'll figure it out.
I think that's like what, and I don't think that's a bad, I don't think that's a bad thing to, that it is good advice, Beth, because it's literally like,
the only thing.
If you expect things to just like be chill and good.
Oh yeah. It is not going to
Right. It's like, just, right. It's going to be very, yeah, yeah.
I've kind of learned that like the less expectations you have of something, like the better it goes, because then the picture you had in your mind doesn't get tarnished because you had no idea what the picture was even going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just kind of thinking like when it comes to most every situation now, I'm just going to be like, this could be like totally easy or totally difficult, but I'm confused and I'm not sure which one it's going to be. So I'm just going to have to figure it out when the time comes.
Yeah.
Also, you're so lucky to have Amber to help you.
Yeah, that is awesome. Too,
because I think that you guys are just going to be like a really great team.
Yeah. Yeah, like the dream team.
Yeah.
Do we get to wear jerseys?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dream yes. Team? Get dream team jerseys associated with your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to make you t-shirts, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's jerseys. So cool.
And
oh
every gosh. Day we'll wear the same shirt.
I'll make you two because one of them will get spit up on it.
Only two. One of them.
Just one. Well, you can you'll be doing so much laundry you can just throw one of them in with
right
laundry and then have the fresh one. But then you'll forget to do laundry and wash the shirt and then your other shirt will also have spit up on it and then
you smell them and say this one smells the best. Wait,
yeah, which yeah. one? Yeah,
you're really going to be in the wilderness, Jessica. But I think if you have a good support system, and I know that you do, that it's going to be okay, and you'll be very blessed. You are very blessed.
Yeah, yeah, you definitely are, that. Jessica.
I appreciate that,
and we're here for you.
Yeah.
So I guess I have no prayer requests.
Not good enough, Jessica. Just kidding. No. Well, I'll consider it. I'll get to it if I've got time.
Okay.
Busy prayer life.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right.
Wonderful. I'm glad that we were able to connect this week.
It's yeah. Great.
Herb.
It's been so exciting. Somehow we have a new understanding of all the things. There's when you consider all the things, there are all these different items and you can count them all and it's just wonderful, you know?
Yes.
Totally. I'm so glad we can all count.
I actually learned arithmetic when I was younger.
Don't ask me anything about arithmetic.
Yeah. Well, with that being said,
stay mad, you Methodists.
Stay mad.
No matter what happens to us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness.